Hi, I'm Patty Moore, and this is my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. One of the great questions I like to ask candidates who are applying for an executive director or CEO position is, what would you like your legacy to be when you leave this organization? Which is sort of a funny question to ask someone who's just coming in to an organization, but I believe it is exquisitely important. It's one of those principles that Stephen Covey had with begin with the end in mind. It's interesting how people answer that question. It really depends on what the board of directors is looking for in their leader. So if someone says, I want my legacy to be that this is a financially strong organization where we have money in the bank and all of our bills are paid and we have made a strong profit, that's different from someone who says, I want my legacy to be that I've made a difference in the lives of the people that we've cared for and in the lives of the people who work here. And then there's someone who might have combined those two, saying that they would like their legacy to be one of having made a difference in the care that's provided and strengthened the organization so that it can continue through decades more of care. And when you begin to think about what it is you want for your legacy, you can more closely identify how you need to function in your everyday life. And the board of directors, who is generally the boss of the CEO, will know, is this the person that I want to have working with us? If the board of directors is really concerned about having a large positive margin, then you need to make sure you're hiring the right person who can achieve that. If they're looking for a balance, then you need to also look at someone who has a desire for that. When you consider your legacy, not that you have to think about it every single day, but it is something that should be in the front of your mind in your day-to-day activities, because each day builds upon another day, and all of a sudden years have passed, and you'll need to look back and say, is this the legacy that I have wanted to leave? And have I done my best to live up to that? Well, when you think about legacies, it is the end and looking back. And if you think about your mission, it's now, present, and looking forward. And so your day-to-day world bumps up against the mission, the challenges, the fears, the doubts, the worries, the things that you have to overcome. It always impacts and hits against that mission, but that should stay the same. And every decision that you make, you should ask yourself, is this furthering our mission? And it might be the mission to continue. You have to focus on the dollars. You have to focus on the regulations. You have to focus on what the government has said you must do. But if care is part of that mission that you want for your legacy to be left, how are you treating your employees when you ask them to do things that are very challenging? Are you doing it with kindness? Are you doing it with compassion? Or are you doing it with such indifference that they don't care about you and because you don't care about them, which translates to patients that they see? So I do think that the day-to-day challenges of a leader are tremendous, but your legacy should be linked to your mission. And if you, in fact, each year look back, what have I done this year to live the mission and leave the legacy that I wanted? Have I accomplished that? And if so, celebrate. And if not, keep working. Thanks for listening. This has been my podcast series, The Mission Strategist. For more information, please visit my website at thewatershedgroup.com.